With me this evening is an old friend of mine who is over for the weekend, Mr. Reb Kennedy of Wild Records.
Good evening, Kirsty.
Thank you for coming along.
It's good to be here.
So you just jetted in on a whirlwind promotional tour.
Something like that. Not much jetting in on Ryanair.
But you did have to come from...
It is true.
Moving along. So what are you here for this weekend?
I'm here for the premiere of the Wild movie, Lost Wild Ones. It premieres on Monday evening at 6.15, part of the Jameson Film Festival. And also on Sunday, we have a pre-show, which is at the Thomas House in Thomas Street, with the fantastic Craig Shaw and the Illuminators, formerly of the Excellos.
Which I'm very excited about.
Great new band. Great new band. A new 45 came out. It actually came out last week in LA, which I don't have it with me, but just to tease you.
Little bits of... So Sunday night at the Thomas House, it's a small venue, so do get there early. I would advise getting there at 8 o'clock. I like to get there early so you can be front and centre, and if there's only one seat, I'm having it.
Okay, it's yours. It's yours. And if there's no seat, we'll find one for you.
We'll find one for me. Yes. So that is Craig Shaw, formerly of the Excellos, with
Jake Allen,
Rocky De Valera and the Gravediggers. There's also some fantastic DJs. You're DJing.
Well, there's good DJs apart from me, of course. Jerry from Belfast.
From Jerry's Jamboree. And Gav, who does, I think he does Hail Bop in Dublin, which is a monthly club.
Yeah.
So it should be a great night.
It should be a fantastic night.
It's 8 till half 11, 12, that kind of time.
Oh, I would imagine it'll go much later than that.
There are no tickets available in advance, so you have to get there early to get into that show. And that is by way of being a prelude to the main event, which is the release, well, the screening, the first Irish screening, the Irish premiere.
That's what it is.
Of Lost Wild Ones. So tell me a bit about the movie and how that came about. How did they approach you to make a movie?
Well, what happened is I actually came across the director. She had contacted me to make a horror movie using the soundtrack from Wild Records. And a great story she tells was that when she was compiling the movie, she wanted a soundtrack. She sat down looking at modern rockabilly bands. She made a list of about 25 bands. At the end of the day, when she thought, okay, now I need to find out who I can contact to use this stuff, I think almost every one of those tracks were mine. So that was a coincidence.
But that's a great start, isn't it?
Because
she obviously loves what you do and there's a real passion for it.
It's a good start. And then... after that project didn't happen, she didn't get the money together, but we used her to make a live DVD, which will be on sale on Sunday. And she shot that. Then she asked me if she got the funding, would I be interested in her making a movie about myself and the lifestyle of Wild Records? I agreed because I didn't think she'd get the money. And she got the money within a week. And she raised
and
a huge amount of money.
Turned up at your doorstep with cameras. Camera crew.
Yeah, the cameras turned up and they were with us for 7 months. 5 days a week, 12 hours a day.
And that's in your home?
In my home.
In your home with your wife
in my
and
car,
your son?
Yeah.
Everywhere with you?
Everywhere we went for 7 months.
And you didn't find that... Did you find yourself acting differently, behaving differently when they were there? Or...
Well, it might shock people. Maybe it was more obnoxious than normal. But no. No. Actually, I don't think it impacted us at all.
So it's not the story of... Local boy makes good. Local boy from Dublin, originally from Coolock, a Northsider.
That's right. Yeah.
And going to first of all London, where you worked with lots of rockabilly artists, Daryl
and Paul Answorth, Number Nine, Callis Majuto from Callis and the Bandidos, and obviously Imelda as well. Very early on, Imelda.
And Imelda's been a big supporter of yours, and has actually said, I read there was a Herald interview with you last year,
where she
mentioned, you know, she wouldn't have got her start in the business.
Yeah,
not been for
which is very nice. And usually at shows, if we're at shows, she dedicates Kentish Town Waltz to myself, because her and Daryl, they met each other at my house, and she was overstaying with me with her brother-in-law Sean Foy. And I introduced her to Daryl. And it was funny that night because Paul Ansell had the major hots for Imelda.
Well, she's rather good looking,
isn't she? She's a cute girl. But of course, Daryl's mean looks won over. So it was good. And then, they hung out.
So
together.
I believe Imelda's going to be at the movie.
Imelda will definitely be at the movie.
So I think there are still tickets available on the Jameson International Film Festival website for the movie. Actually sold out quite a long time ago, and there was a bit of an email campaign petition to get it moved to a bigger screening room, and it is in a bigger screening room, so there may still be tickets available. But essentially, it's the cream of Irish rockabilly will be there. Imelda will be there to support you.
Yeah, Imelda will be there, and lots of other celebrities, apparently, and probably people I don't know. But yeah, and I think, you know, the movie is not about rockabilly music. It's not just one dimensional. My label's a rock and roll label. We have punk bands on the label. We have soul with Giselle. We have blues artists. We're predominantly a rockabilly label. But the movie's more about the soul of my label, the love that's shared within the label, an old-fashioned record label that takes care of everything, takes care of the artist. I record, produce, master, mix, and then I promote, and then I manage.
And that's just the business side of it. Mm-hmm. But what you have to do for a lot of your artists goes above and beyond.
Yeah. Last week, Omar Romero got married, and I was actually the officiate at that wedding.
You're an ordained minister.
I am an ordained minister.
In the Church of Elvis, or which particular church do you choose? Is it just a...
No.
How does that work?
It's some sudden church. You go online and you do all that stuff.
So you can marry your artists,
mm-hmm.
marry them to each other or to whoever.
I don't
want to
marry
to
them.
No,
my wife
married already.
Might object.
And so absolutely everything. And then you do things from getting them out of jail to helping them when they're a little bit tipsy to do absolutely everything.
And babysit. We do lots of babysitting. You know, we're always available to look after the babies, especially if they're little babies. So I'm a great lover of the little babies.
Are you?
Yeah.
You seem to have softened in your older years.
Well, oddly enough, I mean, I have a degree in childcare. In the UK, I managed the most expensive nursery in Europe for 8 years. And
I did not know that about you at all.
Yeah, and I worked in special needs for a long time. And even when I first moved to the US, I was a social worker.
I think I thought you always did music full time as your life.
No, I've always worked in childcare. My whole life, other than music, I've always worked with music parallel to everything else.
Yeah.
But my background, I have a degree in childcare. I was a lecturer in childcare in London. And again, I ran the most expensive nursery in Europe for a long time.
Mm.
And in the UK, in the US, when I moved to the US, I was an area manager for a company that integrated disabled adults into the community. And I only stopped doing that about 3 years ago. And only because I didn't need to stop because of the business. You know, I've done that because it's been part of my life. I had a sister who was Down syndrome and she died very young. And because of that, I've always worked in special needs. Now, oddly enough, that equipped me to work with my label and to work my artists. My patience with people comes from that, I think, you know. And I mean, my artists are, I've got about 150 individuals and they're all like babies. You know, no matter how grown up they think they are.
About musicians in general. Yeah. So the movie, So we know how that came about. How's it been received when it's been playing a lot of festivals?
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary.
And something about Detroit Film Festival won absolutely everything.
Yeah, actually, the Tri Film Festival, we won every award in the documentary category. We won the best movie, best cinematographer, best director, and a best sound.
So is the movie about love and families, or is it more about you coming to America and the local boy makes good kind of thing?
It's definitely the first thing. It's about a family. It may be a dysfunctional family, but it's about a family. It's not the Irish. I mean, that's not the selling point of the movie. Is the Irish guy goes and makes good, because it was based in the US. It is about the relationship I have with the individuals and the openness of that relationship.
It must be very nice though to come home to Dublin with a movie about you.
Yeah, I got to admit, of all the film festivals that we've done, this is the one that means the most to me. My mother died very recently, and it's my first time to come back since she died. So it's going to be a very emotional time for myself at the movie. And that, and being around my family and close friends seeing the movie, will make it a very special time. So this to me is, and I've been to many festivals now with the movie, which is great. The Irish one is the most important.
It's had a fantastic reception absolutely everywhere it's been. So we've got a track. Now this is a young band from Liverpool.
Yeah, and they're a Teddy Boy band. Who would think it?
No, it just baffles me that there is a Teddy Boy. Never mind that there is a young Teddy Boy band.
The enigma is young and Teddy Boy.
And this is, as they say, hot off the presses.
Not even manufactured. This is a master disc.
The band are called Furious. They're on the Wild record label. We'll be right back. Cold Furious. It's the master recording of Furious from Wild Records. What kind of ages are those people?
I think the oldest guy in the band is about 23, which is crazy. And, and the funny thing is, the first time the guys will hear that track is on the show. Because they haven't
so
even heard it yet.
To tune in.
Oh, I will.
Furious Wild Records. That sounds absolutely fantastic. Do you know what I've always loved about the Wild Record label is the rawness. You obviously don't auto-tune. You don't go back and mix.
And we record on tape. I mean, we're analog.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Soul. Digital, you'll get clarity, but that clarity removes something. And for us, that it removes the soulfulness.
Is it difficult to find?
It is. Our tape is very expensive.
Yeah.
In the last 15 years, we started off, as an example, it was about $20 a reel. We're paying $200 now. And it's hard to get.
And of course, when you first started, you had maybe 6-7 bands.
Mm-hmm.
Now they
closer to 30. Yeah,
30 bands, yeah. And they're from absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, we have bands from Portugal, France.
Primarily, you were known as for doing working with Mexican musicians.
Yeah, and that was never intentional. I mean, that's one of the things that's a myth. You know, we're not a Mexican rock and roll label. We're a rock and roll label. I live in Los Angeles, and the talent pool is predominantly Hispanic. But, you know, that is the core of our label. But we have Australian bands now. We've got Pacapucci on the label. We've got Scotty Baker on the label. But then, of course, in France, we have Carl Rhythm All-Stars. Then Furious in England. Jake Allen in England. Craig Shaw in England. So, yeah, we're pretty much all over this world.
Certainly. Yeah. I mean, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And can you keep a track on everything that you're doing?
I have to. I run the label. Apart from Jenny, does a lot of the boring stuff, the hard work,
the administration stuff.
She does
the stuff
that.
I'm always good at.
I do the glamorous stuff.
The meeting and greeting, the mixing,
that's me.
And the yes.
I'm the glamorous face of Wild Records. That's scary, huh? But Jenny does the hard work. I do the good stuff, the easy, fun stuff.
So you're in town this weekend. Sunday night it will be at the Thomas House on Thomas Street. Get there at 8 o'clock. Tickets are only available on the draw. Will you have some Wild merchandise to sell?
Yeah, luckily I was forward thinking for once, and we send a lot of stuff here, but we'll have our motorcycle shirts, t-shirts. We've got t-shirts made just in Dublin for this. There'll be the new releases, the new Black Mamba record, which is the newest thing actually out. Pacapucci. We'll have lots and lots of merchandise.
The Rhythm Shakers, that was one of the best shows that we saw here last year at the Thomas House again, because your old friend Kevin owns the Thomas House.
Kevin owns the Thomas House.
So you give him all the bands to put there, and it's a nice little... Yeah, it's a lovely place for that kind of music.
It's a great place for atmosphere, and that's what appeals to me. And for us, the Thomas House will be Ireland's, you know, that's Wild Records' home. It is the home. And the Delta Bombers play there just before the Rhythm Shakers. And this year, later this year, Omar will play there.
Oh, so, cannot wait for that one. I've always been very fond of Omar. Omar recently got married.
Omar got married about 2 weeks ago.
And you were the ordained minister.
I was the ordained minister. And it was a great time.
So
really
we'll look
fun.
Forward to that. And Marlene Perez, mm-hmm. You just said she was on a tour recently.
Marlene is in Australia. The Rhythm Shakers are in Australia with Giselle.
So that's like the old-fashioned 1950s big bopper, and where they sent them off and they all did a circuit. Is that what they're doing there?
That is what they're doing. They're starting off at the Ballarat Festival, which is a 10,000 attendance festival.
And how many bands are in Australia then of yours?
Five. We have five bands in Australia, including Giselle.
So who, of course, is possibly my favourite artist on your label. She just oozes soul, and there's just something quite magical about her voice, I think.
She drives me crazy, but she's a fabulous singer.
So will you be DJing yourself on Sunday night?
I will play a little bit. Some of the new stuff I'll play, yeah. But then really we have good DJs.
We have Jerry from Belfast, Jerry's Jamboree. We have Gavin from the Hail Bop, which is a monthly club that also takes place in the Thomas House. And all this is a prelude to the Monday night Irish premiere of Lost Wild Ones, which I have to say I cannot wait to see. I've seen the clip, and I have to say I've watched the clip loads of times going, this is going to be something good. And so that is at 6:15. At the Jemison International Film Festival. There are still tickets available, but get them soon. So now let me see what we have. The last track from your art. This is also hot off the presses.
This is another thing that's not even manufactured. I brought it especially for Kirsty. It's a band from Russia called the High Tones. Absolutely fantastic rockabilly band.
And how do they all get in touch with you? Do you have queues of people coming up to your door? Jenny opens the door and there's people saying, can we be in your label?
We do. Yes.
That's really how it happens.
It is how it happens. And that's the greatest achievement, is that people look to us as something special.
I think that's quite lovely, actually.
It's amazing, yeah.
Because they see a fellow, a soulmate in there.
Yeah.
And they go, this is where I want to be. This is where my music needs to be. Yeah. And I've said it before, it's very much like the Sun Studios thing.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing thing.
Except perhaps, well, I don't know. Well, I think Sam Phillips was apparently a very grumpy old man.
Yeah, and I don't think Sam Phillips created a family. I think Sam Phillips was a businessman. Yeah. I think there are, you know, Barry Gordy probably a bit more, you know.
Hopefully the business will come with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you will start making a really good living out of what you do as well.
That would be interesting.
Yes, but it's not about that for you. It's about the music and the love.
It was about making money. I would do many things differently, but it's not about making money.
And that's very obvious in every, even down to the artwork and the packaging on the CDs is beautifully well thought out, created artwork.
It's important.
It's the whole thing. It's the package.
It's a picture of it's a picture of that moment for us, you know.
So we are very lucky to have Reb Kennedy in town this weekend. He will be in the Thomas House on Sunday evening. You will be at the premiere of the movie Lost Wild Ones on Monday at 6:15 as part of the Jemison International Film Festival. Now we're going to have the track from the High Tones, newest signing to Wild Records, wildrecordsusa.com for any more information. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Kirsty and Billy. Thank you very much.
When I look at you, I get warm inside. My heart beats crazy, my blood runs wild. You make me feel so good. I guess you wanna know. Sometimes I got to let my feelings show. Since you can't move all night, love in my mind. I'll never be same. I kiss my best goodbye. I like to walk with tears on our hands. A fellow watch you must have squeezed a leg. When you rock your crazy leg, when you roll your crazy sexy crazy leg, you're like a hell party for that crazy leg. Oh. I'm not the kind of guy who lets you slip away. I get to be with you, and if you wanna stay, I tell you, sing them home, or don't you run away, I'll never let you go. When you rock your crazy leg, when you roll your crazy sex, you make your crazy leg. You're like a hell falling for your crazy.